From NPR West, I'm Jack Spear. The FBI has arrested a Boston-area man for allegedly conspiring to kill prominent U.S. politicians and attack shoppers at a mall. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Tariq Mehana was arrested at his parents' house in Sudbury, Massachusetts, an upscale neighborhood west of Boston. Prosecutors say he and two other men had been hatching a plan to kill two politicians and possibly attack U.S. targets. Mehana, who graduated from Massachusetts College of Pharmacy in Boston, allegedly went overseas with co-conspirators hoping to gain entry into terrorist training camps, but they were turned away. Mehana and his co-conspirators were allegedly inspired by the D.C. sniper case, in which 10 people were randomly shot in the D.C. area in 2002. So they allegedly discussed attacking a U.S. shopping mall. They abandoned the idea when they couldn't secure automatic weapons. Mehana is expected to appear in court to enter a plea October 30th. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Iranian negotiators are said to have reached a tentative deal to begin shipping around three-quarters of the country's stockpile of nuclear fuel out of the country to Russia, though a final arrangement would still have to be signed off on by Tehran and Washington. The draft deal with Iran was presented by the United Nations' key nuclear watchdog group, which has been meeting in Vienna along with the U.S., Russia, and France. The possible agreement is aimed at reducing Iran's stockpile of enriched uranium, seen by the West as a nuclear weapons risk. What some say as an early test vote in the Senate on a health care overhaul did not go the Democrats' way, NPR's Julie Robner reports.
While closed-door negotiations continue on the broader health care bill, Democrats had hoped to pass a bill to address one nagging bit of annual business, canceling a scheduled fee cut for doctors in the Medicare program. For the past several years, the cuts had been postponed a year or two at a time, but this bill would have permanently changed the formula that produces the cuts. The only problem, the bill would have cost the federal treasury $245 billion over the next decade, and Democrats didn't provide a way to offset that cost. There's bipartisan agreement that next year's 21% pay cut for doctors shouldn't be allowed to happen, but Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid now says a permanent solution will have to wait until after the bigger health bill is done. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Reserve, in its latest region-by-region snapshot of the economy, says some improvements in housing, along with signs of a pickup in manufacturing, are driving the early stages of an economic recovery. The reports from the 12 regions where the Fed maintains member banks show modest improvement or stabilization in a number of areas, though still from relatively depressed levels. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 92 points to end the session at 9,949. The NASDAQ lost 12 points. The S&P 500 dropped 9 points today. This is NPR. Airplane builder Boeing saw a major drop in third-quarter numbers. The Chicago-based company says its bottom line was hurt by costs associated with its much-delayed 787 Dreamliner program, as well as difficulties associated with a revamped version of its classic 747 jumbo jet. Boeing says for the 3 months ending in September, the company lost $1.6 billion and also slashed its profit forecast going forward. Boeing, the second-largest commercial airplane builder after Europe's Airbus, has had to deal with some airlines announcing order cancellations or delays due to the weak economy. 6 years after a wildfire destroyed nearly 1,000 homes in Southern California, a grand jury has indicted a prison inmate on arson and murder charges. Steve Julian of member station KPCC has more.
The fire began in a mountain canyon when witnesses say someone threw a road flare out the window of a van. Fire quickly intensified and burned through 140 square miles of the San Bernardino National Forest. 5 people suffered fatal heart attacks as a result. The fire burned into 2 ski resort communities. Ricky Fowler was first interviewed in connection with the fire in early 2004 based on a telephone tip, but prosecutors didn't have enough evidence then to charge him. New evidence, they say, recently came to their attention, and a criminal grand jury indicted him only days before the statute of limitations was set to expire. Prosecutors say they are not certain whether Fowler or another man who has since died threw the flare, but they're confident they have enough evidence to convict him. If they do, Fowler could face the death penalty. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
From the Trex Auto Industry, sales is out with an upbeat report today. CSM Worldwide is projecting U.S. auto sales next year will hit 11.8 million units. That's up from this year. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.